This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Press your ears against the door at Joe's Pub in the East Village, and you'll hear the voice of Mike Daisy talking about things like the atom bomb and the Department of Homeland Security.
And what the Department of Homeland Security discovered is that Americans started to suffer from terror fatigue. They began to grow tired of being terrified in the same ways over and over and over again. And they needed to be terrified in new and interesting ways if they were going to remain engaged.
Daisy sits behind a spare desk under a single slim spotlight. He's a large man with a wide, pale face and enormous hands that gesture wildly over the course of the evening. WNYC stopped by his show and asked him what it was all about.
I think that what I'm trying to do is connect the current environment we live in, which feels radically different after 9/11, with the massive changes that happened just after World War II when we built the atomic bomb and we renamed ourselves as a superpower. And I'm trying to show that it's really one continuum and sort of look at sort of 60 years of security.
What people don't appreciate is that the terror threat security level system, you know, it's just a direct port of the DEFCON system used during the Cold War that served us so well. Now, the DEFCON
I have deep-seated, complex feelings about the atomic bomb and what it's done to my country. As Americans, all of our identities are very wrapped up in this American superiority we have.
And the DEFCON system, you may recall, the lowest level, the level we were at for most of the Cold War, is DEFCON 5, and that means everything's cool. Everything's cool. It's be a little paranoid, be a little freaked out, but mostly it's cool.
And I think reckoning with that is important. It's part of the maturing process of any civilization. Like, we have to be able to self-assess how the things we do change us and change us in relation to other people.
With brief outbreaks of global thermonuclear war, every once in a while, especially just before election.
I also am a big believer in talking about things that do not fall easily into particular political spectrums. Like, what compels me about this piece is talking about security, which I think is a core value of human beings. Like, there are no people on either side of any political spectrum who want to be insecure. Like, no one actually wants that. And so that makes it interesting, because what we do for our security and what we're willing to sacrifice to make ourselves secure and whether that sacrifice is effective, that is very much worth trying to discuss.
Ben Franklin once said that those who would trade liberty for safety deserve neither. Which is exactly the kind of badass thing Ben Franklin was always. Isn't it? What a badass!
You know, bad political theater and bad theater, bad art, doesn't look into the mirror of itself. But I believe that that's like that inability to look at oneself is actually the blindness that afflicts a lot of our country. And the more we are able to actually honestly look at ourselves, the wiser we can be.